We're going to go ahead and get started. I just got several things. We'll try to be a little bit brief during this holiday week and issue some challenges and celebrate some people. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Emerald kind of muted the group out here, and I will go ahead. Hang on one second here. I'm going to take you off of my speakerphone and go on here, so hopefully y'all can hear me okay. First of all, here in the United States, it is the week of Thanksgiving. So this is an exciting week, and this is the week that we debut or we issue in the holiday season. So this is a big week for us, big week to send out cards. This is when things really start gearing up. The production runs get bigger and bigger starting this week. So we're real excited. Earlier today, I did a Facebook Live and shared with you some exciting developments on the production floor at Send Out Cards. A brand new iGen 5 printer is being installed as we speak. They've been running tests on it all day today. Dramatically increases our capacity, our ability to send out numerous cards. Quality of cards will increase. The technology just keeps getting better and better. And we have to, you know, we have to be very proactive. We have to budget out for this new type of equipment when it comes in. These are multi-million dollar pieces of equipment that we bring in here. And this is a fourth piece now that's coming in. We're excited. I mean, Send Out Cards is moving upward and onward. When we say upward and onward, it's not just a phrase. We really are moving upward and onward in every way. Production's increasing, the card sending's increasing, the subscriptions are all moving up and increasing. It's a great time of year, and it's just a very, very exciting time. So the first thing I want to do, I don't have a guest tonight. I don't have a real significant message or anything tonight, but I do have several announcements and several things that we want to talk about to kind of gear up for this week. The first thing, before I do that, I just want to, you know, being it's the week of Thanksgiving, I want to share my gratitude, Jody and myself, our gratitude for all of you. We reflect on this all the time. We reflect on it every single night. I have in my room, I have a, it's a greeting card holder. And it's kind of a, it looks like a gate. It's like a gate that's mounted on my wall. And on that gate, there's several little hooks that I can hook greeting cards on. And as I walk in and out of my bedroom, I see these cards. And we've probably got 75 cards that are mounted on this. And that's in one room. And then I have two more in two additional rooms in the house. So as I walk through my own home, I'm able to see numerous greeting cards, many of which are from you, sharing your gratitude and your thanks and all the wonderful things that you say. And the energy from those cards are just absolutely incredible. I mean, it's a reminder to Jody and I every day of just how blessed we are, how blessed all of us are at Send Out Cards. The ability for us to share these cards, to share our hearts with other people, to create human connection, to bring people together, to repair relationship, to do the wonderful things that all of you are doing, and to hear the stories. You know, we're going to be up here in Vancouver next weekend at our final Relationship Marketing Summit of the Year. We're very excited to get up there to Vancouver. It'll be a Friday event. And I love those events because it's a whole bunch of card-sending people in one room at one time sharing these stories, sharing stories about how these cards and gifts have changed your life and your personal life and in your business. And we hear all kinds of business stories and return on investment and how it's bettering your business. And you know, we're leveraging the whole relationship marketing thing, and it's really incredible. So I just wanted to start by that, sharing, Jody and I sharing our gratitude to all of you for making this happen, for making it happen every single day. It's exciting. You know, last week we announced a holiday bonus challenge. The 2,000 gets you 2,000. It's been fun to watch the excitement of that. You know, this is the Cheyenne Lake Challenge. The 2,000 gets you 2,000. Just want to share with you. I mean, you need to be going for that. You need to be going for that. Don't limit your thinking. In fact, what I'm going to do right now is I want to celebrate the top five runners right now. Top five runners to earn the $2,000 challenge. We'll list this on social media and whatnot. So the top five right now, the number one spot on his way to the $2,000 challenge is Jay McHugh. He's in the number one spot. Greg Houghton is in the two spot. Kathy Peterson in the three spot. Joy Klahanitz in the four spot. Brenda and Michael Sanchez in the five spot. Okay. So those are the top five runners right now. And we're just getting started. We're a week into this. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch this happen. I challenge everybody to just keep moving, keep going, and make this kind of stuff happen. It's very, very exciting. A couple of other things. As I already mentioned, the Vancouver Relationship Marketing Summit is November 30th. It's on a Friday. It's at the Element Vancouver Metro Town is the location. Get on the website and check that out. Get there. Get your guests there. If you're in the Northwest anywhere, you want to make sure that you get there. Get your guests there. We're changing up stuff all the time there and enhancing both the relationship marketing and the personal development side of that event. So we're really excited for that. And make sure you get your people there. Power of Human Connection book. I just want to remind you, right now you can get that book for 2 cents. Put your 2 cents in on the power of human connection by spending 2 cents to send that book out to somebody. 2 cents plus shipping and handling. Many of you are doing, in fact, I want to thank you. Many of you are doing some really cool giveaways. Several of you are giving away one or two books a day kind of thing. You're issuing challenges. I see stuff on Facebook and kudos. And it's we're getting the message out there. And Jordan just sent me a text, so I was trying to read it. Sorry about that. Thanks for that, Jordan. In fact, I don't know if Jordan, if you're on the moderator side, we'll unmute you here in a second. You can speak to us. But anyways, Power of Human Connection, make sure we keep that out. We've gone through 10,000 books. 10,000 books we've gone through in the last, ever since we started that. And 10,000 books you guys have gone through. So it's exciting to watch that. In addition to that, there's been an additional 5,000 or 6,000 books that have been sold over Amazon and through the website and whatnot. So the book's getting out there. It's getting out there in a big way. And we're really kind of just getting started. Great tool. It's a great tool for us to be using to leverage what the marketplace wants from us. I want to share with you the holiday hours this week. Again, it is Thanksgiving in the United States. So this week, Wednesday, November 21st, the office hours will be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we'll be closed. So we're going to be closed throughout the day on Thursday, just so y'all know that. Another thing I want to announce, hang on 1 second, everybody. Sorry about that. Another thing I want to announce is we're making a shift. You notice we have not run the Relationship Marketing Weekly Facebook Live the last couple of weeks. We are making a shift with that show. We are turning that into the Relationship Marketing Podcast show with Cody B. So it's called Relationship Marketing with Cody B. And we're going to be recording our first podcast tomorrow. First podcast will be tomorrow. Now, it's not going to be – we're going to record it tomorrow, but we'll announce to you when it's going to be featured. You'll be able to access it in all the normal places you would access the podcast, like on iTunes and Spotify. It'll be on all of those places. Plus, it'll be at CodyBateman.com in both podcast format, and you'll be able to go and actually view the Zoom call. So it'll be similar to an RM Weekly, where you'll be able to go to CodyBateman.com, look up the podcast shows, you'll be able to click on those, and you'll actually be able to view the podcast because it'll be filmed on a Zoom. So first, we're going to record the first show tomorrow. My first show is going to be with Norm Dominguez. Norm Dominguez is the, many of you know who he is. He was the president of BNI for many, many years, and he now serves in many capacities, high-level capacities of BNI. He was Ivan Meisner's right-hand guy for many, many years. 32 years he's been with BNI. He works with the BNI Foundation. We're going to talk to him about the history of BNI. We're going to talk about, you know, the developments of BNI as a referral source over the years, and kind of have him tell us the story of how they grew in the United States and Canada and then expanded to over 75 countries worldwide. We're going to talk a little bit about the BNI conference that he was my host at the BNI International Conference in Bangkok, Thailand. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Excited to talk about the BNI Foundation work and some of the cool things they're doing there. And we, Send Out Cards, is going to get more involved with their foundation work there. So we're going to talk about that. Norm has a book out about positivity, an incredible book. We're going to talk about that and his movement on positivity. Just an incredible gentleman, incredible guy. We're going to have just high-profile guests like that every single week. It's going to be a lot of fun. So those are just some of the things for you to look forward to. And I actually just I'm sitting here in my home, and like I told you, we've been checking out these greeting cards and whatnot, and Jody just walked in, so she's sitting here next to me. And Jody, I was just mentioning to them, being it's the week of Thanksgiving here in the United States, I just mentioned to them how grateful you and I are to everybody, you know, as we sit and count our blessings and talk about how thankful we are. Certainly everybody on this call comes to mind and all the things you're doing. So I'm sure they'd like to hear that directly from you. So I'm going to turn the call over to you. And just have Jody share a little gratitude with you. Here you go. Just a second.
Hello. I really thought I was in a traffic jam. I got home 5 minutes early. I guess I should have stayed in the car. Anyway, thank you, Cody. I do want to second everything Cody just said. We are so grateful. And, you know, I've tried really hard this last year to feel gratitude and Thanksgiving every single day. And now that the week of Thanksgiving is here, I've realized I've really been slacking in that department. So I've concentrated this last week on really being grateful for everything in my life. I mentioned on the last time I was on the call how I was grateful for everyone that has been a part of Send Out Cards, that is a part of Send Out Cards, and that is no longer a part of Send Out Cards. And I've really adapted that into my life. Every relationship that we experience, I think, helps mold us into the person that we become and that we are. And I am just so grateful for everyone that I meet. I'm grateful every day for living in a place where there's such a variety of different people, and I don't know, it's getting to be really crowded where we live, and it's not the small country town feel anymore, and it's just very rare that you get a smile or a hello or how are you today, even when you go face to face with a cashier at a grocery store. And so I think it's helped me appreciate even more when you do get that, and I've tried really hard to give it more. So anyway, that was kind of a lot of rambling, but I am very grateful for all of you and the difference that you have made in my life, in my family's life, and in doing amazing things. I see your stories on Facebook, and I just want to thank you all for sharing your hearts with everyone around you and for the difference that you've made. And I want you all to, those of you in America, to enjoy your Thanksgiving. And I know Canada's was, what, last month or last week? A couple weeks ago. Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed it. And now that it's still fresh on your mind, you're still feeling grateful and gratitude every day. And I just love you all so much and wish you the best. Thanks so much.
Well, there you have it. By the way, Jody just came back, got her hair done. That looks good. Son of a buck. Dang. Like, serious. Like, you look, she looks good, man. That is awesome. Okay, so there you have it, everybody. I want to kind of open up the lines here for a second. Jordan, you had a comment, I think, and I'm just going to try to see what you were saying to me. Hang on one second.
Can you hear me, Cody?
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Jordan. Yeah, I can hear you. Cody, listen.
You weren't supposed to read your text messages while you're doing your call.
Sorry.
You're not supposed to. It's for after the call. So you don't. Don't want me. there's really, after Jody's comments, there's really not much more to say. I'm thankful for our great leaders and our great friendships, all the great friendships that we've created over the years. And I'm super grateful for you and Jody and the opportunity that I have with Send Out Cards and that I get to share that with others. And that's the greatest gift of all, is that I have that opportunity. So, I'm looking forward to being with everybody on the training call. It starts in an hour and 15 minutes. And, this is the best time of year to be building the Send Out Cards business. Every year, most network marketing companies get really quiet around this time, and we're just ramping up. And, it's like getting a nice, everybody who's working the business gets a really nice bonus this time of year because our customers use our service and they tell other people about it. And it ramps the checks up, which is very exciting and very fun. And so, I'm just super grateful to be part of this program and this project and this mission. So thank you, Cody. Thanks for the opportunity to say
hi. Well, I appreciate that, Jordan. While I have you, just as we're talking about that, again, you've been here for many years. You're our top leader in the field and, just a great mentor to all of us. And by the way, we really appreciate your leadership and your training every single Monday night on the calls that you do and how you've graciously offered that to everybody. And, it's just wonderful. It's been a great thing. But you mentioned something. You talked about the importance of we ramp up this time of year. Most companies ramp down. We ramp up this time of year. And you and I have been, this is probably our 15th Christmas season together. And it is our 15th Christmas season together. And I just want you to talk for a second of how important it is to be engaged in building right now, because the marketplace is talking about Send Out Cards right now, like way more right now than at any other time of year. So this is by far the best time to be building, best time to have the $2,000 challenge, those kinds of things. And how have you, taken advantage of that over the years?
Yeah, it's always crazy to me how many people decide to take a break this time of year because everybody's busy. But that's the advantage that we have, is that people are stressed out over the holidays because they got a lot to do and they're busy. And that's the advantage that we have because we solve both of those problems for people. We can help them through the holidays come up with an extra check that can help to pay for their holiday gift, which helps to relieve the stress by sharing something with someone that they can use this time of year. Somebody goes out and sells a few of those elite packages, and they got enough money to cover their holiday gifts this year, the Christmas gifts and their Hanukkah gifts and everything else. And then on top of that, people are stressed out because they're busy, and they're busy because they have to work jobs. Many of them have to work jobs, and they're stretched thin with family and having to go shopping and all the things that you do, the holiday parties. And what we do is we help them with leverage so that they can free up some time. So there's two different types of people, Cody, and you've seen it every year. There's people that, they take a break during this time of year because they're so, and then there's other people that work harder. And the reason they work harder is because they see an opportunity that gives them a major edge on everybody else because they launch into the new year with momentum versus launching into the new year starting from scratch. So that's what I do every year. I ramp things up over the holidays. I don't take a break during the holidays. I still do my holiday parties. I still do all the other things, but I don't take a break because this is the best time of year to build.
Well, like you say, it's easy to not take a break because you're naturally talking to people about a need that they have to, you know, get their holiday cards out for the year or whatever. And so it's just natural and easy to talk about it and put you in the festive spirit and those kind of things. So, Jordan, appreciate your comments. Emerald, I want to open it up, have everybody just comment, say goodbye. Hey, listen, by the way, I always like you to make comments about the send out cards call on Monday nights, the excitement of the announcements, celebrate the top five runners in the $2,000 challenge, all that kind of stuff. You know, celebrating Thanksgiving this week. When you do your, a lot of times when I ask you to do that, a lot of you actually comment on other people's posts. I encourage you to put your own posts up. You know, put your own posts up. You can add them into the group. Others can comment on yours if you want, but put your own posts up. Just about the excitement of the Monday night calls and what you learn on these calls and how important it is to stay close to the fire. You know, you hear that comment a lot. It's real important to stay close to the fire. You know, I've had an occasion to speak to several people on the phone, just phone conversations with several people that are somewhat inactive in the business. And so they'll call and want to schedule time to talk, and we'll talk about, you know, what's going on with send out cards and, you know, what are the latest things that are happening and whatnot, and what does the future look like. The first question I always ask those people is, are you close to the fire? Are you tuning in to the Monday night send out cards call, to the Jordan Adler call, to your uplines calls that they have? You know, are you reading the SOC updates that come over social media and on email? And typically the answer to that question is no. You know, typically people are like, well, no, I haven't been on the call in a while. And I'm like, well, in order for you to know the climate of what Send Out Cards is all about, what we're doing and how we're doing, you got to be close to the fire. I mean, you, I'm preaching the choir here because you're all close to the fire. You're getting on these calls every Monday night. But how important that is to be close to the fire, get on the calls, be part of it, and then you can be a part of sharing the excitement of where Send Out Cards is at. You know, sometimes people say things about Send Out Cards or other companies about how well they're doing, or they don't know if they're doing well or not or whatnot. You want to be close to the fire so that you can be a messenger to tell people just how great things are going at Send Out Cards. A lot of people have been involved with this business over the years. You know, we're a 15-year-old company, so a lot of people have been involved over the years. And like any network marketing company, you have times when you're active in the business and then times when you're not active in the business. So there's a lot of non-active people that have been in the Send Out Cards business over the years. They're hearing stuff through the grapevine, but they're still not active, and they're still not necessarily getting close to the fire by being on these calls. And you're starting to hear from those people, and they're saying, well, how are things going at Send Out Cards? Well, it's hard for you to tell them how it's going unless you're close to the fire. So kudos to all of you for staying close to the fire. Encourage others to do the same. Things are going extremely well here in this company. I'm more excited than I've ever been before. Very excited for this holiday season. Excited for that new iGen 5 that we just put in. Excited for the team. I mean, we have an incredible team at Send Out Cards and all the wonderful things they're doing. So, Emerald, open it up. Let's hear your excitement. Have everybody wave off, say goodbye, and please put your posts on social media. Take care, everybody.
Have a good day.